Time to turn our attention to the UK and our correspondent, Matt Dathan. Hi, Matt. Hello,
hi
Matt.
There.
Hi there. Just 7 days away now from the general election. How are things shaking down? I think Boris Johnson's got an announcement coming up.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we've kind of had a sort of a weird 36-hour lull in the election campaign while Boris Johnson hosts the NATO summit. But and also earlier this week, last week we had a horrifying sort of terror attack in London Bridge. So it's been a bit of a lull. But now tomorrow, you know, the Prime Minister is very keen to get things very much back on track and refocus people's minds on that you know, big choice ahead of them next Thursday by basically laying out his first 100 days in power, you know, what that would look like. He's obviously saying his top priorities, getting Brexit done by 31st of January and then pledging, you know, within days to have a budget where he will deliver his long-awaited tax cuts. But, you know, his message is very clear. You know, if you can only get to those sort of tax cuts and start spending on the NHS and education if you hand me a majority and get Brexit over the line. So the polls are tightening and there's not panic in the Tory ranks, but there's sort of I think there is fear sort of starting to drip into the team because of what happened to Theresa May 2 years ago. And so they're extremely keen, especially with the winter and the cold weather, unlike you guys over there. You know, they fear that those key voters who don't usually vote Tory might be tempted just to stay indoors next Thursday. So I think these next few days are going to be crucial in refocusing people's minds on what the choice is.
What are the polls indicating?
Well, I mean, they've consistently shown remarkably big leads for the Tories. But so they range from 18-point lead to 8-point lead. Now, of course, 2 years ago, Theresa May had the similar kind of poll leads and she failed to win a majority, which was very close to letting Jeremy Corbyn in herself. And the polling experts say that any lead that's below 7 points really takes into the territory of a no overall majority for either party. So the closer the Tories come to that 7 points, it's also just so hard to predict because of the nature of the campaign. We've got so many tactical voting campaigns out there. Brexit Party, on the one hand, is sort of urging voters to back the Tories where they're not standing in about half the seats. And then on the other end, you've got Lib Dems urging Lib Dems, Labour, Green Party, Plaid Cymru, SNP, all kind of taking the Remain vote and saying, well, you know, in this seat, vote for our opposition party because they've got a better chance of stopping the Tories. Obviously, there's always tactical voting in general elections, but this time there seems to be more than ever, really. So it's so hard to predict.
You mentioned the NATO summit, and I heard a story indicating that Boris Johnson was trying to avoid a photo op with his, well, last time they got together, it seemed like a BFF, Donald Trump, because of the timing with the election. But yeah. I think he was hoping that the US president wouldn't intervene. What happened?
Yeah, but that's right, yes. I mean, with Donald Trump, he's quite an unpopular character in Britain, but especially so with those floating voters that he really needs to win over from Labour. You know, the voters that are going to decide this election are those long-standing, lifelong Labour voters who for the first time might be tempted to vote Tory because that's the only way to get Brexit done. But those voters will have a natural kind of disdain for voting for someone like Boris Johnson if it's seen that he has a very cosy relationship with Donald Trump. So Boris Johnson was very keen to avoid any opportunity of any kind of photo ops with Donald Trump that Labour could then pounce on because of this very toxic issue of a US trade deal involving the NHS. And any suggestion that the NHS could be part of a US trade deal after Brexit is a vote loser for the Tories with those key target voters. We had a very strange situation the last 2 days, where for once Boris Johnson was trying to avoid Donald Trump, whereas Jeremy Corbyn was actually for once trying to meet Donald Trump. Jeremy Corbyn, he had promised he was going to go and confront Donald Trump at the Buckingham Palace with a reception before the NATO summit started, because he wanted to confront him to sort of demand that he would not put the NHS on the table in a trade deal, and it was seen as like it could be a real kind of moment that could change the election. Well, what actually happened was Jeremy Corbyn couldn't get anywhere near Donald Trump at the reception last night, A, because Donald Trump was late, but B, because it wasn't very long and Jeremy Corbyn is really a nobody in those sort of situations. So it's very strange times we live in.
Well, I think Jeremy Corbyn's actually had some negative headlines as well, so things aren't going swimmingly for his party.
No, certainly not. And today was another quite torrid day for him. I think one of the things that really hits home with voters is his sort of questionable relationship with patriotism. And today he recorded an interview where he was asked, "Do you watch the Queen's speech, the Queen's Christmas message on Christmas Day?" And he said, "Oh yes, we have it on in the morning." He was then reminded that it's actually at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and then said, "Oh no, we don't watch TV on Christmas Day." So he's been sort of called out for questionable relationship with the truth over the Christmas message, and also an issue which in the past he's been accused of not singing the national anthem, of not loving his country enough. So, I mean, I think it's just another kind of reminder to voters that he's not a monarchist, he's a Republican. He also got into tricky water over figures that the Labour Party put out on the cost of living. They claimed that Labour would make voters £7,000 better off.
But they won't.
They used to calculate those.
Matt, we're out of time. Thank you so much, our UK correspondent.